We're starting Shaifers. I know it's a little late, but let the schus of the Shaifer linger on with us. Kol ha-Shaifers k'sherim. All Shaifers are kosher. Chutz mishel parah. B'mneishu keren on chavav amet aleph. The new limud. I'm going to try to move things along over here. The Tanakhama says all Shaifers are kosher aside for a parah. Of course, we'd prefer an ayo because of the schus of Akedas Yitzchak. But all shavers are kosher except for a parah b'neishu who karen, because it is a karen. I'm Rabbi Yosi. How the kol shavers nikru karen? Shenam mishach b'karen ayoyvel. This word yoyvel over here Rashi says means dichra, and that is a male ram. So you see, it's called a karen. So what are you hacking that, and say that there's a problem with it being called karen? Shap yekam Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi made a good point. He wrote a pasuk that everything is called a karen. Rabbanan. They counter kol ha-shayfers ikru shayfer v'ikru karen. You're right. All shayfers are called are karen, but they're also called a shayfer. They're called shayfer and they're called karen. Zipara karen ikri shayfer lo ikri. Para, however, is only called a karen. It's not called a shayfer. So therefore, that's going to be the problem. That's the difference. It says the Gemara dechsiv. Okay, let me see. Kol shayfer ikru shayfer v'ikru karen. Zipara karen ikri shayfer lo ikri. Dechsiv, like it says in the pasuk. B'char shayray hadarloi v'karnei re'eim karnav. So you see, it's called a karn. Avyesi armalach de paranami ikri shayfer. Avyesi says, I have a pasuk that also says that para is called shayfer, and that's we're going to argue about that pasuk. D'chsiv batitav l'ashem meishar par. And it says that it is pleasing to Hashem more than a shar par. So now the Gemara says imshar lama par. Why do you have to say a shar and a par are basically the same thing? So why do you have to say the same word twice? Imshar lama par, v'impar lama shar. Elama mishar par, mishayfar. So it's talking about a shar, it's talking about a par, and it calls it a shayfar. There you go. There's a shayfar. Rabbanan say a different shah of the pasuk. Kira masna, dam rab masna, my shar par, shehu gadol kapar. In other words, a shar, Ben Yaim is Kari Shar. So it was born, and it was a Shar, Shu Gadol Kapar, that's like as big as a par. When was there something born, and the day was born, it was already as big as a par? That means the very first par that ever existed. Because it was made big, was made developed, and therefore, that was the very first Shar. And by the way, Adam Rishon was makrev that as a karban. That's a very precious karban. So what's Hashem saying? Latita Hashem mishar par. Hashem is likes David HaMelech's tefillas more than a shar from the very first carbon that ever existed. Okay, and the other pshat is Latita Hashem. Hashem likes David HaMelech's tefillas more than a shayfer. Ula Amar Haynu Taimi D'Rabbanan. Ula says there's really something else going on. There's an undercurrent that it doesn't say in the Mishnah. And the real reason for Rabbanan why a para is possible is something else. Why is it a Kohen Gadol should not wear Big Day Zav on Yom Kippur? Because we know that gold is from the Egel Hazav. So you want to now do a Kapara, you want to get a Kapara, in Kategan Asa. Veloi, is that true? In Kategan Asa Sanegar? Veloikadam, Dampar. And now that's the par, that's the same thing. That's the Egel Azav, is the par. It's the dam. How could you bring the dam into the Kodesh HaKodesh? Oh, the ishtani, being that changed, it's no longer looks like a par, it's now blood, or it's changed its form, therefore it's okay. Vika Aaron, the kaparis of kruv, either Aaron, kaparis, and kruv, they all have gold on them. It says the Gemara, choyte bal yakriv kamina. It's not a problem that there exists gold, but the choyte, the one that sinned with Egel Azav, shouldn't be bringing the gold in. Over there, the kafu machta, the Kohen Gadol brings the kafu machta into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Yeah, he's holding it, but he's not wearing it like if it was a gold watch or if it was a gold. Anything gold that a person wears, that's to beautify himself. That's like audacious, or that's considered to be inflammatory, or yeah, whatever it is. Va'ika big, that's in kateganasas and eger. Ayva'ika big days of mi bachutz. Yeah, but there are people wearing big days of outside of the Kodesh HaKodesh. Okay, that's outside. Mibifnim Kwamrina. We only said the problem is going inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is a very famous line of the Gemara. Shofar nami bibachutzu. Okay, but you blow the shofar, it's also you're not blowing it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kiven de lizichoren hu kibifnim dami. The shofar somehow has the ability of kibifnim, of getting into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's lizichoren hu. So it has this very special, unique quality, sgula, that is kibifnim. Aye, says the Gemara. Okay, that's an interesting reason why you shouldn't use a para, because it ain't kateganasa seneger. Vatana vapneshu karen kamar. Yeah, but the Tana gave a totally different reason. The Tana said something about it being karen. Says the Gemara, chada va'id kamar. Chada, the ain't kateganasa seneger. First of all, and it seems like the primary reason is because they ain't kateganasa seneger. Va'id, and another thing, vapneshu karen, in other words, the karen was really more an afterthought. Rabbi Yisrael Malach, Rabbi Yosi rejects the idea of that shofar somehow gets you inside. Okay. Rabbi also says there's an undercurrent that's not being mentioned of why the Rabbanan don't like the shofar of a parah. Because really we know you're only supposed to use one shofar and you can't blow two or three shofars together. The Haidapara, given the Kai Gildi, Mischazi Kishnaim Shal Shleifers. The Para being that it's like it's got these different layers. Gildi is it's similar to I guess the best way to say it is like an onion, that it has peels. So if you slice an onion, it looks like you have lots of different things. Also, when you look at a Shleifer, it kind of looks like it has different, over there it's like staggered, different types of, different levels. It looks like you put one shofar inside of another shofar. But Tana Fneshu Karen Kamar. But the Tana gave a totally different reason. The main reason seems to be because it's a problem with Shneim and Shalosh Shofars. Answers. This that you said par is a problem because it's not, you're only allowed one shofar, not two or three. Given the mechabri adati, hey, listen. The fact is that they're connected. Chadahu, you were made together. It's really one. V'dekarmid v'neshu karen, kol ha'shofar nami yikru karen. Okay, that's the end. So we have really three pshatim in the Mishnah. Either they're arguing about just shofar. Is a parah ever called shofar? V'tita l'Hashem mishar par is either mishar shehu par or mishar far, or they're arguing about ein kateganasa saneger is shofar considered bifnim, what they're arguing about is a shofar of a para like shnayim shalosh shofars. Now the Gemara is focusing on the very end of the Mishnah. It says that mishoich bekeren hayoyvel, and we said yoyvel means a male ram. The Gemara asks, my mashma da hayoyvel lishna de dichrahu. Where do you know that it says mishoich bekeren hayoyvel? That's referring to a male in. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Rekiva, Kishalachti la'arabia, Hayikarin la'dichra yoivla, there it is. They learned that when they went to Arabia, it seems like a lot of our languages have spread, either have been affected or the other way around, have affected many other countries. We're going to see that in Arabia. Amar Rabbi Kiva, now we're going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, and we're going to see that we can figure out languages from various different sources. Kishalachti la'galya, Hayikarin la'nida, Galmuda. Nida was called the Galmuda. My Galmuda. Gamula Dami Baila. She has been removed from her husband. She has been like separated from her husband. From Rabbi Kiva. Kishalachti l'Afriki. It's interesting that Rabbi Kiva went to these places. I don't know if he went on foot or he went by some sort of magic way, but Kishalachti l'Afriki. Karin l'Meya Kishita. They would call money Meya Kishita. L'May Nafkamina. What difference does it make what they called it? The Ferushi, in order to translate for us what it says in the Pasuk, it says, Mea Kashita de Araisa Mea Danki. This Pasuk is in it's talking about Shechem. It's a pasuk in the Torah in Bereishis, And over there, it's to translate, what does it mean? Mea kishita, deraisa, mea danki. Omer Rebbe, kishalachti lekroche hayam, I went to the islands. Hayukarin lemechira kira. They were called mechira ekira. The my nafkim, you know, the frushi, again, to translate, asher kariseli, translate that pasuk. Omer Abshim ben Lakish, kishalachti letchum kan nisharia, somewhere else. Are you calling the kala ninfi? They'd call a kala ninfi. Latarnagol sechvi. La kala ninfi micra. Yefe noif. Misais kolaritz. Yafe. So kala is yafe. Yefe noif. Kala ninfi. Latarnagol sechvi. Amarab Yehuda. Amarab. Vibay sema. Rebishub and Levi. Micra. Mi shas. Betuchais chachma. O minasan la sechvi bina. Who placed in the tuchais? Tuchas is, I'm not sure what that is. I think it's either maybe the intestines or something like that. Chochma. Uminoisin lesechvi, who gave to a tarnagol, mina. Mishas betuchas, oh, here it is. Mishas betuchas chochma elu kloyos. The kloyos are the lungs. Is that right?
I thought the kidney or the liver, but I'm not
kidney,
sure.
The kidney, that's what I was looking for. Omi noisin lesech vivina zetarnago. It's the kidney. Levi ikla lahu asra. Levi visited this town. Asla gavra l'kamei. Someone came in front of Amalei. And he said, kavon planya. He said something, an enigmatic thing. Kavon planya. Lo havi yada, maika Amalei. He didn't know what the words meant. Asa. Shaul Bei Midrasha, he came to the shul, to the Beis Midrash, and he asked them, like, what's this guy saying? Amruloi Gazlon Amrlach. It means that he was saying that someone stole from him. Dechsev, Hayikva Adam Elokim. Like it says in the Pasuk. Amrloi Rava, Mi Barnish, the Rav Ashi. Yihavi Hasam, if I would have been there, and this person would have said this to me, Have Aminan Lei, I would have solved the riddle by saying to him, Hechon Kavacha. Hechi kavocha, b'may kavocha, b'amay kavocha. U'meyla aviyadina. I would have just asked him a lot of questions, and from the context, I would have been able to figure out. You didn't have to come to the base medrash. Make a whole taram over here. You could have figured it out by just asking questions. It's like when someone calls you and you don't know who it is, you kind of like ask them a few questions, try to figure out, you know, who it, same type of thing. The iu savar, milsad yisur kamarle, he was afraid that maybe he said something that was asr, and therefore he didn't want to ask him too many questions until he figured out what in the world he was talking about. So we're going to continue here with more of these word riddles. They didn't know what the word sirugin was. Shamala Amsa de Bei Rebbe. She seems to be the authority here. The Chazizinu Rabbanan de Have Aili Piski Paski. She saw the Rabbanan were coming in waves to the Shir, to Rebbe. Amale, Admosai Atem Nichnasim Sirugim Sirugim. How long are you going to come in? Sirugan, sirugan. So what do we see? Sirugan means coming in like in waves or not at the same time. They didn't know what chalugloigas was. Yom echad, shamula amsa de Rebbe. The chazes lahu gavra, the kam mivader par pachina. Amrale, and must ata mefazer chalug loygoy secha. It's a type of vegetable. Orkakali, whatever that is. Okay. Lahavi yad rabban on my salsala. They didn't know what the word salsala means. Vetorim emecha. It's from a pasuk. Yer mechada shemula amsa de bei rebi. Davis amra lahu gavra. Davis kam hafech besare. He was combing his hair. How long are you going to be combing your hair? So you see what the word silsel means from there. They don't know what that meant. Another pasuk. Take your broom and sweep your house. So we see from there that that's what it means. It means a broom. Last one, is the probably the most well known. You didn't know what it means. Through on Hashem, Yehavcha, v'hu yichal kelecha. Amar Rabba Barbachana, Yemechada have Azla Bahad Yahu Taya. I was going with an Arab, I think Rashi says. Let's see if it's there. No. He's going with someone who's traveling with him. Hadarina Tuna. Amarli Shkol Yahavech Vishadi Agamaloi. Take your package. Hadarina Tuna, who is carrying a package. He said, take your package. The Shadi Agamloi, and place it on my camel. Yahavech is your package. So what do I see? I see that a package is
Yahavcha.
Yahavcha is a package. So it says in the pasuk, Hashlecha Hashem Yahavcha. Throw on Hashem your package. V'hu yichal kelecha. The Vilna Gaon actually learns a whole yesoid of hishtadlus over here on from this Gemara. Hashlecha Hashem Yahavcha. Send it to Hashem. Hu yichal kelecha. Exactly, how does that mean? Al-Koponim, we got up to the next Mishnah. I think we should stop here. We'll go try to go Mishnah to Mishnah tomorrow. Hopefully also we'll be able to do the next Mishnah. You know what? We have a few more minutes, I think. We could do a little bit more. The Olam is up for a little bit more. Okay. Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah Sheyo'al Poshet. So we said before, really call Shofar Sheres, but there's a preference to a Yo'al Poshet. U'piv Mitzupazov, and the Gemara is going to say, it's talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, you should plate it with gold right around the mouth. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would be flanked with two chatzoitzris. So we'd actually blow a little longer with the shofar. The chatzoitzris would also blow, but we'd blow longer with the shofar. So that because the mitzvah is the shofar, people should be able to hear the shofar. When the Gemara is going to discuss, is it because they have to hear it, or is it because just that we should make a statement that the mitzvah Hayom is with the shofar. Ubetainis shall scharm kfufim. The tainis, we don't pass in this way, but we'll see. But it says that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be flat, but of the tainis should be round. The scharm is male. Pia mitzupa kesef, that's in the base on mikdash, should also have silver around the mouth. Shtei chatzoitzus be'emitza, shofar mekatzah chatzoitzus marichas, shem mitzvah Hayom bechatzoitzus. On tainis, really, you're supposed to blow bugles. The shofar is just there in the base on mikdash. Shava yoivel Rosh Hashanah tkiul lebrachas. Now yoivel, they blow on Yom Kippur, and it's similar of the tkiul lebrachas. Rashi says the tkiul means that you should use the same type of shofar. Well, the brachas is the same alchus achronis and shofars. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Rosh Hashanah taking mishal zacharim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. On Yoiva, we actually have a different type of shofar that we use. Says the Gemara. Amar Ablevi. Mitzvah shal Rosh Hashanah v'shiyam ha-kipurim b'kfufim. V'shal kol ha-shana b'pshutim. Ablevi brings it seems to be another opinion. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you do kfufim, you do round. And shal kol ha-shana, which means tainis pshutim. Ayvotnan, it says in our Mishnah. Shofar shal Rosh Hashanah sh'yo'al pashut. Our Mishnah says you're supposed to have flat on Rosh Hashanah. So Reb Levi is not going like the Mishnah. Reb Levi had a different Tana. The Tanya, Reb Yehuda, Rosh Hashanah, Tokim, Shal, Zacharim, Kfufim, Ubi, Oivel, Shal, Ye'elim, which is the end of our Mishnah. So, V'lei, Me'elchus, like Reb Yehuda. Why did Reb Levi have to, like, make this whole statement? Just say, Lachas, like Reb Yehuda. I, Amar, Me'elchus, like Reb Yehuda, Avamin, Afilu, B'shel, Yoivel, Nami, Reb Yehuda, Sfirulei. Kamash Malon. That he doesn't hold like him. In other words, Reb Levi is kind of like a mix of the different shitas. He doesn't know like Reb Yehuda exactly, because Reb Yehuda was of the opinion, he said, that V'yoyvleis shel ye'elim, and Reb Levi said, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, both are kufim. B'maika miflegi, so what's this machloikas about? Ma'ar sover Reb Rosh Hashanah kamed kaif inishdaite tvei ma'ili. One opinion is that a person on Rosh Hashanah should be bent over. Therefore, the shofar on Rosh Hashanah should be bent. Yom Kippurim kamed the pashit inishdaite tvei ma'ili. And Yom Kippur, you should have to be open. Yom Kippur, you have to be straight. That's why we do vidu and Yom Kippur. Ma'ar sover Reb Rosh Hashanah kamed the pashit inishdaite tvei ma'ili. The other man says, no, on Rosh Hashanah, you should have a clear head. Ubetainis or Yom Kippur, tamid the kaif inish daite tvei mali, should be bent over. So that's the machlekes over here, the different opinions of how we should do it. We, at least on Rosh Hashanah, make sure to blow shel kfufim. The next Gemara is going to get into this whole discussion about the Beis HaMikdash. I think we'll leave that for tomorrow. That way we can make sure to finish this Amid and maybe a little bit more tomorrow. Yeah, we did a nice amount today, Baruch Hashem.